With Radio On The Go News, I'm Brian Fincher reporting. The current job market in North Iowa shows some people leaving their jobs to pursue another career are not working anymore, which is putting a strain on almost every type of business looking for employees. The Iowa Works operations manager in Mason City, James Arvidson, tells Radio On The Go News that the pandemic is one of the reasons behind an unusual time for workers and their employers.
I think a lot of people who were close to retirement during COVID decided to maybe retire early or looking to backfill those jobs. There's also been a big issue, and employers are definitely aware of this as well, finding childcare. A lot of childcare centers in the area, as well statewide, have closed down, and it's been a lot harder for people to find childcare. I think one trend we're seeing is a lot of families who've previously dual-income households maybe have found a way to make it work where one person can work full-time and the other person stays home to take care of their kids rather than paying for child care.
He says one sector of the local economy needs more workers than others in the healthcare industry.
They've been doing a lot of work to keep the wages up. Wages are still very competitive in healthcare, but it's always been really difficult, especially with some of the, you know, higher level like nursing type jobs, things that require some technical training, getting people. You know, healthcare has kind of looked scary from the outside looking in. I can't imagine what it would be like working in a full hospital with an emergency ward that's completely full. Some people might feel a little scared off from the industry, but there are definitely a lot of opportunities out there. And it seems like a lot of healthcare providers are looking for not just people who already have the skills they're looking for, but people that they can train.
And for more information, go to iowaworks.gov. Yesterday afternoon, the Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Department transported from Franklin County 30-year-old Scott Yarber of Hampton, who was wanted on a Cerro Gordo warrant for second-degree harassment, threatened bodily injury. Last night, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department arrested 19-year-old Jacob Pritchard of Des Moines on a warrant for a probation violation from the original charge of assault on persons in certain occupations, intent of injury. The Iowa Attorney General's office says you should keep five things in mind while holiday shopping this year. They are: shop smartly online, avoid ID theft, be wary of unexpected emails and calls, know the rules to using gift cards, and make your donations count. Concerning that last one, the safest way to give on social media or through crowdfunding is to donate to people you actually know who contact you about a specific project. Don't assume that solicitations on social media or crowdfunding sites are legitimate, even when they are shared or liked by your friends. If you believe you have been scammed or suspect a charity is acting fraudulently, contact your local law enforcement agency or the Iowa Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division. That number is 800-777-4590. The first new drug to treat Alzheimer's disease in two decades was approved by the FDA in June, and it's finally starting to reach patients, though most Iowans won't be able to afford it, at least not yet. Lauren Livingston, a spokeswoman for the Iowa chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, says it's encouraging that the drug is now in production.
It actually is starting to roll out in hospitals and clinics right now, and as doctors are getting the equipment to be able to give the infusion treatment.
Approval of the drug Aduhelm offers the promise of some relief for the 66,000 Iowans who are now living with the most common cause of dementia.
The barrier right now is the cost of the drug. It's still astronomically high, and that's something that Alzheimer's Association and other organizations are trying to call the drug company Biogen to lower that price so it is more accessible to everyone.
Reports say a year-long course of the drug now costs $56,000 per patient. As 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's, Aduhelm has the potential to be a multi-billion dollar expense for Medicare.
We are expecting in the springtime in 2022 for Medicare and Medicaid services to decide if they will provide coverage for the drug. And if they hopefully do provide coverage, then it will be much more widely available. People will be able to get it, and the price won't be a barrier.
While there's a possibility the drug could slow progression of the disease, there's an important distinction. It's a treatment for Alzheimer's and not a cure. Alzheimer's is a progressive, degenerative, and fatal brain disease. While 66,000 Iowans are now diagnosed with it, by 2025, that number is expected to grow to 74,000. The Iowa Department of Education has released the latest edition of its annual report containing state-level data and information on Iowa schools. The 2021 Annual Condition of Education Report includes data on preschool through 12th grade student populations and demographics, academic achievement, post-secondary enrollment and completion, special education, teacher and school administrator characteristics, and salaries and school financial information. Highlights from the report include that for the first time since the 2011-12 school year, public school K through 12 enrollment dropped from 490,094 in the 2019-20 school year to 484,159 in the 2020-21 school year. The number of full-time teachers in public schools in the 2020-21 school year stood at 38,022, up from 37,567 from the year before, while the average regular teacher salary stood at $58,771, up from $58,110 from the year before. For more information, go to educateiowa.gov. That's educateiowa.gov. The latest U.S. drought monitor shows 48.63% of the state of Iowa has no drought conditions, down from last week's 57.58%. Over 38% of the state is now listed as abnormally dry. Last week was just over 29%. Northeastern Grundy, about one half of Butler, Northeast Wright, Northwest Franklin, Western Floyd, all of Cerro Gordo, and most of Hancock counties are listed as being in a moderate drought. The rest of the broadcast area is either abnormally dry or has no drought conditions. For Radio On the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.